We're going to talk now to the founders of the Popularity Dialer. We're going to talk to Jenny Chandra and Corey Forsythe. Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Now, Jenny, you first. Come on. What's this Popularity Dialer? What are you going on about, huh?
Well, it's basically, I like to call it a social augmentation tool designed to communicate a heightened sense of popularity in its users.
Oh, my goodness. That's
That's filled with jargon, but basically it's a web interface where anybody in the U.S. right now only, anybody in the U.S. can go on and basically schedule a phone call to be made to their phone at convenient times. So maybe they want to look popular, maybe they're on a date and they want to look like they have a lot of friends. What they would do is they would go to our webpage, popularitydialer.com, and they would schedule a call and a type of phone call that they would want to receive.
Yeah, no, there's different types. You got a guy calling, a girl calling, you've got a boss, you've got your affirmation call. I mean, there's a whole wide range here.
Yeah, there's a few calls and there's more on the way. Basically, we came up with a few calls on our own, and now we're responding to requests from our audience for new calls. So we've had some interesting requests.
I'd say so. But at the same time now, Corey, were you sitting around, the two of you, and saying, you know what, we're going to do this. Have you got any friends, the pair of you? Are you just roommates?
I don't know that we ever used it. Jenny, I think maybe we've used it just a couple times.
Come on.
What's the idea here, Corey? You're trying to make people jealous and think that, like, people are after you.
I guess that's about the gist of it.
Because, you know, we thought we'd boost Ali's popularity here on the radio show. Because, you know, we're here day in and day out, and, you know, Ali, she doesn't have a female stalker, so we thought we could invent one with the help of your popularity dialer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try it now to see. Now, the idea is, we're going to try to make this work now, right? So we're just going to go to the lines.
Okay.
And we're going to talk to Ali's stalker. Let's see how successful we are with this. Hello, Ali's stalker. Oh, it's actually for you, Ali. Hold on.
All right.
Hey, you. What's going on?
Hi. Not much.
Well, that's good. I don't know. I was just wondering what you were up to.
I'm just hanging.
Well, I'm going out later. You should come. It's going to be awesome.
Really?
Well, what do you have to do?
Well, I've got to do my hair.
Whatever. We're going out and you're coming.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know who's going to be there?
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, you know who.
Who?
So should I tell them you're coming?
Okay, go on then.
Well, what are you doing this weekend? I was thinking we should go eat brunch downtown.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
You know that place, that Thai place is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, everybody loves it.
Awesome. Yeah, it is.
Or that burrito place with the extra spicy salsa.
Oh, no, that gives me gas. That gives me gas, yeah.
Get out of it. She's my stalker, for God's sake.
So why don't we meet there at 7?
7 is perfect.
All right. I can't wait to see you.
Oh.
All right. Well, you hang up first.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See, what do you think? How'd Ali do there?
You did pretty well. I would have expected that if you wanted to look like a stalker, Ali, you probably would have, you should have chosen the male popularity dialer voice.
Why?
That would have been a little bit crazier, I think.
Crazier, really? Jenny, she's my female stalker. She's mine now. I'm going to give her a
name. Ali didn't mind being stalked at all, as a matter of fact. It was kind of creepy on Ali's part. She's going, yeah, I'll see you at 7.
Hey, I'll try anything once.
a single white female after you.
Now, what kind of people are you getting for this? Because I would just feel like such a loser being at the other end of this phone or whatever, talking to just record a message.
Well, people have been trying it out just for fun. I mean, the project was half started in jest, sort of as a social commentary about how people are using cell phones as a status symbol nowadays, and faking phone calls on their own. So, you know, we just thought we would take it to the next level.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Jenny. We actually have got a call here for Corey. Corey, it's Bob. Okay. Bob wants to say hello to you.
You are so awesome.
There you go. Do you feel better about that now, Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we actually had a woman a week ago who told us that she was going in for a job interview, and she sent herself that call specifically to get her kind of pumped up.
And did she put it on speaker? Did she?
I don't know if she did that. I think it was just like kind of like a motivation tool.
I bet it would work great. You'd want to hear stuff like that, I suppose. Now, the boss call, I like the concept, but I'm not sure about the call. We'll let people listen to this. Mr. Johnson, I'm not sure I'm buying Mr. Johnson's excuse here and why he needs us to come back to work. Let's hear what Mr. Johnson has to say.
Hey, this is Mr. Johnson calling from the office. Did you complete that thing about a month ago, that photocopier training? Yeah, well, so when was the last time you used the photocopier? Well, I don't know if you heard. You might have heard from Lenny, but there seems to be a problem with the photocopier. It's spilling ink all over the floor.
Lenny did it. Lenny did it.
Were you aware of that?
And then it goes on about saying you have to come in. The photocopier problem.
Well,
that's a photocopier repairman comes in and does that.
It's meant to be a little bit lighthearted, you know. It's meant to have the users or make the users have a little bit of fun. So, you know, we didn't want to deal with any serious topics, and we thought a photocopier accident would be appropriate.
See, I would have thought a project.
A project.
The project or the presentation's coming up. You know, the project. Everybody's got a project they're working on.
Yeah, I guess that makes a little more sense. This was like an off the cuff recording. I think we did that like the night before we launched the site, and I was just
still kind of hit there. Yeah.
I'm going to be bent out of shape if I'm out on a date and some girl says to me, "Oh, the photocopier at work's broken. I have to go." I think I'll get the message loud and clear there.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Of course you would. Now I think you need a few different, more like varied voices, different nationalities, guys. What do you think?
Are you volunteering? We'd love to have an Irish accent.
Yeah, you see, you need Irish accents, Polish accents, English accents. You could really extend this, you know? Like your Polish friend is in town or whatever, you know?
Hmm. Well, we're going to be in touch then.
I'll tell you.
And what about this? You know how, you know, women are trying to boost their popularity, so you have guys calling them, right?
Yeah.
But what if you had the guys calling them and you just heard this coming over the phone? You go, "Oh, God, I can't believe he called me again." This guy's such a loser. He just can't get over me. Look, I'm not going to date you anymore. Goodbye. You know? Do you think that would kind of tap into this? We're seeing a lot of negative energy, you know, with women. Like, you've got the my ex-girlfriend's a superhero. And then there's a whole other movie out at the moment, too. It's like about four girls who were 16 and they were all dating the same guy and they go out and wreak revenge on him. I'm telling you, there's a market there. There's a market.
What do you think, guys? Corey, would you go for that?
We would be willing to give anything a shot. Put it up there, see if people like it.
All right, well, look, we'll tell people to check out your website. How much does it cost for the popularity dialer?
It's free. Although it is, we haven't gotten it working yet across the seas. It's U.S. only right now, but we're working on expanding it.
All right, we'll check it out, and then when it's up and ready, I'm sure we'll be able to use it here on the show. We could use some popularity.
Right. Yes, we need popularity. Yes.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, Corey.
See you guys.
You're welcome.
See you. Bye-bye.